dollars, more cents.
Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months. If eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Vice President Kamala Harris clearing a key hurdle today, securing enough votes in a virtual roll call with DNC delegates to have the nominee. Voting doesn't officially end until Monday, but Harris is already celebrating, thanking delegates in a phone call.
I will officially accept your nomination next week once the virtual voting period is closed. But already I'm happy to know that we have enough delegates to secure the nomination.
Harris also set to announce her pick for a running mate by Tuesday. Sentencing day is set for Hunter Biden, President Biden's son. He'll be sentenced for his 3-count felony conviction on November 13th, 1 week after the presidential election. Chevron announcing it's moving its headquarters from California to Houston, Texas. The oil company has been locked in a battle over climate change rules in the state. And the latest jobs report shows 114,000 hires in July, weaker than expected, and a sign of a cooling economy as the Fed Reserve fights inflation. This is ABC. Hundreds are dead across Asia from torrential rains. More than 250 deaths confirmed in India and China in just the past week. It is currently monsoon and typhoon season in Asia. Experts say climate change has intensified storms. A big win for the NFL after a judge overturned a multi-billion dollar verdict against the league.
A jury awarded NFL Sunday Ticket subscribers $4.7 billion in a class action lawsuit, finding the NFL violated antitrust laws in distributing out-of-market games on its premium subscription service. The lawsuit covering 2.4 million residential subscribers who paid to see out-of-market games. But now the judge has overturned the jury's verdict, ruling that the testimony of two witnesses had flaws, a judge saying the jury did not follow instructions to exclude that testimony. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee area hotels say business was good during the Republican National Convention. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports occupancy that week jumped from 70% to more than 83% overall. Numbers were even higher in the Central Business District. The average room cost $193 a night. Western Wisconsin's 3rd U.S. House District could hold the keys to victories and majorities from the State House to the White House. That's according to Congressman Mark Pocan.
There's 6 UW campuses on the district. It's important to get that vote out for Tammy and for Vice President Harris. So this is an extremely important district for Democrats up and down the ticket.
Pocan is campaigning with Democrat Katrina Shanklin, who's running for Congress against Eric Wilson and Rebecca Cook in the primary. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Brewers hit the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. The Milwaukee Brewers finished the month of July with actually a losing record of 11-13, and yet they remain in first place in the NL Central. Their crew getting some help from the Cubs last night, who scored 3 runs in the bottom of the ninth to beat the Cards 5-4 at Wrigley Field. The Cardinals remain in second place at 5.5 behind Milwaukee. Manager Pat Murphy on what he's telling his team as they begin the month of August with a road trip to Washington, D.C. tonight against the Nationals.
You have to kind of reach down and kind of reassess like where you are personally and how you can get back to that, the lift in your step and that edge that you had early, and not worry about standings and things like that. Worry about playing good, winning this pitch and playing good. You start worrying about your numbers, next year's contract, that comes into people's lives.
NFL Packers resting up for tomorrow night's family night, completely sold out at Lambeau Field. Running back Josh Jacobs dealing with a groin injury. With Sports on, Mike Clemens.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Leon Arthur Fleisch, Fresser, age 66, peacefully went home to Jesus on Saturday, July 27th at Park Manor Nursing Home in Park Falls. He is survived by his father, Robert Fleisch, Fresser of Butternut, 3 children, Amanda Alexander of Glidden, Fabian Fleisch, Fresser of Butternut and Ryan Boxler of Park Falls, by his four grandchildren, by one great-grandchild, survived further by his brother John Fleisch Fresser of Tucson, Arizona, his sister Gail Fleisch Fresser of Suffolk, Virginia, by his brother David Fleisch Fresser of Butternut, survived also by his faithful and dear cousins, along with numerous nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service held at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Butternut, Monday, August 12th at 11 a.m. Reverend John A. Dietz will officiate. Visitation held at the church on Monday from 9:30 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is in charge of the arrangements. This has been the funeral notice for Leon Arthur Fleisch Fresser, 66. Natalie Louise Seller, age 66, of Park Falls, died on Saturday, July 27th at Riblake Health Services in Riblake. She is survived by her three sons, Sean Beshka, Matt Sellers, and Chris Beshka. Survived also by 13 grandchildren, by her brother, Ronald Seller of Marshall, Illinois, her brother-in-law, and further survived by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A private celebration of life will be held. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Natalie Louise Seller, age 66, Park Falls. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Now it's time.
All right, magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for a good time.
I love.
98 Q Country.
following is a special sports presentation of 98Q Country, WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Get up! Get out of here! Go!
Back at the track! Gone!
To the warning track, and he looks up, it is gone!
Turns around, watches it, it is gone!
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get up!
Way, way back, way, way gone. Game-tying home run.